So far, I talked.
Why do we put our hands like this? Is that the best?
This is called cosmic mudra. Cosmic mudra. One of the mudra, Buddha's mudra. There are many and many mudras. This is good. Question, I think. Have you some other question? I'll talk about it.
Understand
what I say exactly. I'll explain it just now. And some other question? Maybe better to explain your question and then some more people will have some other question, I think. I think you are trying to figure out what is Buddha nature. Isn't that so? Because I did not explain what it is, but I just pointed out this is Buddha nature. But I didn't say what it is. That is Buddha nature, you know. Something Buddha nature is. It is impossible to understand psychological way or philosophical way or scientific way. In this, you cannot understand in this way. So that is why we should know what is science. What is philosophy? What is some culture, science? You know, we should know all our mental functions. Or else you will say, this is, you know, our religious mental function. You will say in this way. You will point that out. Some of the mental function and say, this is Buddha. This is a fundamental function of our mind. You know, this is a mistake. Do you understand? Soon after, the philosophers tried to establish the authority of authority of a human being, human nature. They try to figure out what is our mental function. And all the culture should be established by ourselves, by our human nature. So they study what is human nature and what is our function of our mind. Pursue for truth, pursue for morality, pursue for beauty. Those three are our mental functions. You know, there is no other mental function besides those three. It is true.
Can you say it again?
Hmm? When they try to establish, you know, their own culture, you know, our own culture, our human culture, humanism, you know, so-called it humanism is to establish our authority. Before, you know, the, our civilization was in dark age, and your civilization is under the influence of Christianity, authority of Christianity. So scientific truth is not absolute truth for you. But after the dark age, you try philosophy. At least try to establish human culture. To establish human culture, they have to figure out what is our function of mind, human being. Human beings, mind of human beings. As you know, they count three, and there is no other function in our mind. Pursue for truth, that is science, pure science. Pursue for good, that is ethics. Pursue for beauty, that is aesthetic. That those three, there is no other culture in human beings. But they could not, you know, deny their tradition, Christian tradition, religious tradition. Then what is religious tradition? What is religious function of our mind? But the religious function is supposed to be the combination of three is the religious mind function. When those three functions get together and work on something, that is a religious function of our mind. If one particular function of mind works, that is science or or ethics or aesthetics. If three functions work together, that is holy function of our mind. That is, you know, your interpretation of human culture. And there is no other function of our mind. But for Buddhism, that is not enough. For Buddhism, that is not enough. And you realize, too, Western philosophers realize that is not enough. So nowadays, you do not apply this three ways of classification of our mind. Because actually, to classify our function of mind makes everything clear, but it doesn't work so well, you know. If you study, even though you study ethics only, you cannot, you will not be helped by ethics. That is a kind of study, you know. You can write something, but something interesting, but actually it is just to read, not to help you yourself actually. But that will just, you will be interested in it, that's all. And after you know that, it will, that's all. You may ask, and what? If philosopher say something, you may say, and what? And what it is for? I understand what you said, but what it is for, and what? This kind of, you know, civilization is not so good, you know. It will not help you. Sometimes you will be bound by the civilization. And more you will be mechanized. And you form some pattern of life, some special pattern of life. That is, I think, Western civilization. So that is why, you know, Buddhist, for Buddhist, that is very your study helps a lot, because your civilization will how your civilization helps Buddhism is, what we want to say is, all the mental function, you know, so-called mental function, whatever it is not you know, true religious function. That is function of small mind. That is not function of big mind. So, if you say, I attained enlightenment, I know what is Buddhism, then we will, you know, see your culture, your open your books, you know. Oh, this is your enlightenment. Psychology says this, so and so. And this is exactly what you meant. Do you agree with it? If you say, this is it, then I will say, that is not good. Even though I don't know what is written on the book, I can just ask you, is this what you meant? And if you say this is it, I will say no. It's quite simple. It makes, you know, it helps us very much. In this way. Then, you know, if I say that is not, then I can tell you what it is, you know, what we mean by religious function. I don't say religious function of my mind. What is religious function? So, the religious activity is right word. Religious function of mind is not right word. What is religious activity? And religious activity is self-use of big activity. Big activity, self-use of big mind is religious function. Self-use, not my mind or not even mind. Self-use of big one activity. Everything works, you know, as one whole activity, including the sun and the moon and ourselves, mind and body and everything. That is what we mean by religious function. If so, you cannot figure out by your small mind. So, if science and philosophy work together in big scale, that is true. That is true. Study. If they work together with mutual understanding, when they want to work together, there should be some mutual understanding.
under some system.
At least each scientist and philosopher should know the limit of their work. This is your study and this is my study. This kind of preparation is necessary, and Dogen was very much and very, very strict with this idea. And what was your question? Your question.
My question was
about the... Oh, I see. Cosmic mudra. Cosmic mudra, you know, and your question related. Cosmic mudra is, this is, to sit is to participate. This is not right word, but to participate self use of the existence, one whole existence, including everything. So this is, you know, one soul existence, the symbol of one big existence, including everything. So, it is symbol of our practice. When we, you know, practice our practice beyond our understanding, when we just participate in being active, this is being active. We are participating in the big activity. And to come up is, you know, you come up all the way to the summit by studying many things, scientific study and various study you will do. Not you are not scientist or philosopher, but your all of your life will be classified or will be interpreted in three ways. No. And you are making effort to know what is science, what is not what is science, but you are trying to improve yourself in various ways, mostly maybe emotional way. But anyway, you are trying to improve yourself in various ways. And more you will not tired out, but you know that you cannot what are you actually purpose you are actually working for. Or what is your basic intention to do something, to do, to live, or to do something. Then, sooner or later, you will reach the same point, which is inmost request or enlightenment, or whatever is said with the nature. Then, all what you do, you will find out. All what you do is based on, has been based on, your inmost request. Before you did know that, you are just wondering about. But after that, you know the oneness of wondering about and enlightened life. Before you realize your inmost nature, you know, that is, for you that is wondering about. But for Buddha it is not so. But for you it is wandering apart. Once you know what it is, what it was for, you will find out the meaning of what you have been doing. This is to go up and to come down. This is big scale of understanding. Understanding of big, deep scale. It does not mean to be a philosopher or to be a Zen master. It is possible for everyone. Too late?
Yes, too late.
I mean, too late. I mean, when you are too old, not too late, but you regret, why didn't I realize this before? This is not too late, but when you are so idle, when you lose your present moment, I should say, if you don't work hard, it will be too late. You must not be always too late. Or too fast. truth is here, you know, right here. You should not be too late or too fast. Right here. It is written on your back. All the scriptures. It's written on your back and front.